Bible study. Unbelief, the silent danger that steals God's promises. Introduction. Many people attend church, read the Bible, and say they believe in God, yet still live frustrated, defeated, and spiritually dry lives. This raises an important question. Why do some people never experience the fullness of God's promises, even after encountering His truth? The Bible teaches that one of the greatest dangers to God's people is not persecution, temptation, or lack of knowledge, but an unbelieving heart. Scripture warns us that unbelief can quietly harden the heart, cause disobedience, and keep people from walking in everything God intends for them. The book of Hebrews points us back to the Old Testament story of Israel to teach this very lesson, and it is just as relevant today. Israel's unbelief, a biblical warning. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 to 19, reminds us of what happened to the children of Israel after God delivered them from Egypt. They witnessed undeniable miracles. The plagues on Egypt, the Red Sea parting, God's daily provision in the wilderness. Yet despite seeing God's power firsthand, they refused to trust Him. When 12 spies were sent to survey the Promised Land, 10 returned with a fearful and unbelieving report, while only 2, Joshua and Caleb, trusted God's promises. The people chose to believe fear over faith. As a result, that generation was prevented from entering the Promised Land and wandered in the wilderness for 40 years until they died. Hebrews clearly explains why. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19. This wasn't because God failed. It was because their hearts turned away in unbelief. Why this matters for us today. The Bible makes it clear that this story is not just history. It is a warning for New Testament believers. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Just as God delivered Israel from Egypt, Jesus has delivered us from sin. However, Scripture shows that it is possible to be delivered and still fail to walk in obedience, trust, and spiritual rest. The Promised Land represents God's rest, victory, and fullness, not merely salvation itself. A believer can be saved and still live spiritually defeated if they allow unbelief to harden their heart and lead them into disobedience. A modern-day analogy. Imagine a person who has a refrigerator full of food, groceries stacked on the counter, and money in the bank, but they sit on the couch complaining that they are starving. The problem is not lack of provision. The problem is failure to apply what is already available. The Bible compares this mindset to a sluggard, a lazy person who has food in his hand but will not bring it to his mouth. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 24. In the same way, many people are surrounded by God's truth, promises, and blessings, yet never walk in them because they refuse to believe and obey what God has already spoken. Unbelief doesn't always look like open rebellion. Sometimes it looks like ignoring God's word, excusing disobedience, trusting feelings over Scripture, choosing fear over faith. Over time, this leads to a hardened heart and a stagnant spiritual life. The danger of an unbelieving heart. Hebrews describes unbelief as evil because it causes people to believe lies instead of God's truth, resist correction, justify sin, drift away from obedience. Unbelief does not simply affect emotions, it affects actions. And persistent unbelief can keep believers from experiencing the rest, peace, and transformation God desires for them. Conclusion: the message of Hebrews is clear. Don't harden your heart. God is faithful, His promises are true, and His word can be trusted, even when circumstances are difficult. Just as Israel was warned, we are called to examine our hearts, reject doubt and disobedience, choose faith over fear, walk daily in obedience to God's word. The answer is not more excuses or watered-down truth. The answer is repentance, faith, obedience, and trust in God's promises. Let us pray as the psalmist prayed. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Psalm chapter 51, verse 10. A soft heart that believes God will always lead us into the rest and victory He has prepared for those who trust and obey Him.